regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's up, you lumpy, liver-licking liars? Bad Pop here from Redonkulous.com, and today we're talking about the women's. And this goes out to the gentlemen who were raised by single mothers. Ooh, I said it. Chances are, you're not going to know any of this. And why? The only woman in your life thus far has told you, women don't lie. So I am here to rescue you from the pits of despair. These are 20, count them, 20 ways you can tell a woman is a four-flushing liar. Yeah. The first way you could tell a woman is lying to you is, her mouth is moving, Space Ghost is on. If there's anything social on the line, especially her status, she will lie to you. And if she says,
I'm taking accountability.
Oh, you are getting lied to in spades. Accountability is a modern woman's kryptonite. So the way this boils down, if her mouth is moving and your dick is not in it, she is lying to you, screen five. Number two, body language, and this is a big one. And this shows up differently between every make and model of the boulder holders, if you know what I mean. And this is very subtle, gentlemen. So guess what? You need to pay attention. If she cannot make eye contact or is excessively tense, more than likely you are being lied to. If you call her out on something and the first thing out of her mouth is a quick, guess what's gonna happen? The lie campaigns have begun! So buckle up, dudes. The stupid patrol is out in force. And if you're really lucky, it likes handcuffs. Space Ghost is on. Number three, you ask her a simple question and her response is she goes pale or she blushes. They cannot control that. So trust your gut. And for the love of God, do not allow them to try to explain it away or manipulate you into forgetting. I'm not going to say that shit never happened to me, but I bought that bitch Cadillac. And number four, we've already touched on this. Any change in her breathing. Just like the blushing, they really can't control this. Heart rate and blood pressure has elevated and they're breathing to compensate for that additional stress. And why are they displaying so much stress? Protecting and remembering a lie requires a monumental effort. That's why I don't really do it. If I was an effective liar, I would have retired from the CIA, not the Army. I'm just saying. But that doesn't mean I never learned how to read body language, and that is what I'm helping you guys out with today. That leads us into number five. You ask a question. She hesitates. She bites her lip a little bit or touches her face or plays with her hair. And this one is really tricky because women also do this when they want to jump on your conger cock. And if you're south of 34, you're going to give her the benefit of the doubt and possibly the 10 dick. Never give up the 10 dick.
But Pop, she not like that. She good people. She different. She loves me.
I've heard it all, gentlemen, and I've said it myself. It is what it is. And for all of you women out there who think all I do is bash women on this channel, I have made all these mistakes myself. That's why I talk about them. This channel would not exist without self-deprecating humor. And if you like self-deprecating humor as much as you like a beer, scan the QR codes below and help us keep this train rolling forward. And if you can't do that, I totally understand. Subscribe, share, and like this video and channel. And if you can, hype it. Like I know what that is, but it kind of sounds a little on the gay side to me. Number six is eye contact, and it can go one of two different ways. We all know there's a certain thing called a normal or comfortable amount of eye contact. So if you have too much of each of the two spectrums, either they don't make any eye contact or they just stare you in the face until it becomes uncomfortable, you are being lied to. And they usually end in the same way, a whole lot of manipulation, and that might lead to a bail situation shortly thereafter. If, of course, you're smart and you know you're being lied to. Let's be honest, gentlemen. The sex you get from catching a woman lying and she wants to cover it up is almost as good as crazy sex. So soak it all up, drive on. Winning. In fact, we'll just call this one 6 subsection A. If you catch her in a lie and she's so determined to cover it up, she reaches in and pulls something out of her bag of tricks that you've never seen before. Oh, that's a big one.
That's what she said.
Here's a little rhyme that we should all remember. If she takes it in the brown eye, more than likely it was a lie. And number 7, and this one's very easy to spot. When they lie to you, they clench their fists and tighten up. This is what we call going tense. It's either that or she's a third string man and willing to trade some rights and lefts, if you know what I mean. But if you hit her back, you're going to jail. Just say it. And number 8, depending upon what she is wearing, you might not see this. It's a minor shrug of the shoulders. And I don't know why, but it just seems to go along with lying.
Well, I know nothing about it.
Liar!
Honey, why is there a condom in the trash? I had a vasectomy.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Liar!
So you see what we're getting to here, right? A lot of it depends on you seeing patterns within this person. So as long as you're not dick thinking, you can recognize the abnormal here. And number 9 really depends on this one. When you're talking to them and she's blinking an abnormal amount, you're probably getting lied to. Women blink more than men in general. That's just how we're designed. But you spend enough time with them, you'll begin to recognize the normal and her cousin Abby normal. Unless you're dick thinking and she's sporting a really good rack. How you doing, baby? I'm not judging. I've been there. I'm a tit man. I get it. In fact, for your supporters at halftime, we got a couple of really good racks for you. Number 10. General unease. Generally, when it gets to this point, they've already selected the next cock they're going to swing to, and they're nervous about breaking the news. Why? Well, it's not because they're scared of hurting you, because they don't fucking care. So you can bet your bottom dollar they're coming up with a story. And that story will place blame 1,000% on you. Because heaven forbid a woman should take accountability for her treachery. Ho-ho! Haven't you heard? When a man cheats, aw, he's a pig. When a woman cheats, she wasn't getting what she needed in the relationship. You keep using that word need. I don't think it means what you think it means. No one needs the smartphone or the Barbie dream house. No one needs that dude who's 6 feet tall, has a six-figure income, or is sporting a sausage that's 6 inches or longer. You just want those things, which is totally fine.
These are my 2026 dating rules. If you have kids or you want kids, you're cut. If you tie your shoelaces with 2 loops, you're cut. If you're a crypto bro, cut. If you can't read out loud, cut. If you're a sloppy drunk, cut. If you say espresso, cut. If you live at your parents' house still, cut. If you don't floss, cut. If you wear a sports jersey with another man's name on your back, you're done. If you haven't gone to therapy, done. If you watch the news a lot, you're cut. If you can't regulate your own emotions, cut. If you can't lead me in an airport, cut. If you don't like pineapple on pizza, you're cut. If you don't work out, cut. If you have a nicotine addiction, cut. And to go with that, if you're on that Coke diet and not the one you drink, cut. If you play video games, you're fucking cut. If you can't build a fire and keep it going outside, cut. If you haven't solo traveled, cut. If you breathe with your mouth open, cut. If you can't build an IKEA dresser, you're cut. And if you can't back up a trailer.
As long as you realize men are allowed to have standards too. Number 11, I guess proximity is guilt. Because when they're lying to you, they put an abnormal amount of space between you and them. And sometimes that space is an object, like prison bars. I think the most common one is when they hug the pillow as they explain themselves to you. Go ahead, squeeze that pillow as hard as you want. It's not going to turn back time. I've tried it myself. And it's certainly not going to take away the herpes that you got from Tyrone, Screen 5. And number 12, and this one is hard to accept because we're talking about modern women here. You ask her a question and the answer is a little short, kind of like the men she refuses to date, Screen 5. And again, this one revolves around pattern recognition. You get a feel for the answers you typically get. And why do they keep these answers short? Well, we all know the answer. You let a woman talk long enough, eventually she will tell on herself. Women are great at multitasking. More cock, but apparently one line ahead is just one line too many, coke whore. She would like a nice cold drink of Coca-Cola. Or if she's into older men, Coca-Cola Classic, Screen 5. And if they decide to throw one of those men away for a short king, well, that's just diet cock. And a micro penis, well, that's cock zero. Oh my God. Number 13, and you start with a simple question. And all of a sudden you get the stuttering. It sounds like some crazy ass shit. And you'll know it because she doesn't do it normally. This is pattern recognition. There's normal and abnormal, which probably has the septum ring, which is a butthole knocker. Don't you love it when the trash actually takes itself out, Screen 5? Women who look like this are advertising they are for the streets. Listen to them. Unless you want to spend the rest of your life trapped in boxed wine and Catland mental asylum, stay away. Number 14, and again, this all depends upon your woman. You ask a simple question, and all of a sudden, it's like you're back in school listening to a lecture about a subject that has nothing to do with the question that you asked her. Guess what? You are being lied to! I swear these women should go into politics. Wait a minute. That's how we get bitchocrats, and they want to turn the Constitution into the Constitution. Space Ghost is on. Long story short, women should not be in politics. Repeal the 19th. Suck it! And while we're at it, we should repeal the 15th as well. Just because you turn 18 doesn't really mean you have skin in the game. If you don't pay taxes or you don't own any property and you don't serve this country, you should not be able to vote, period.
You're goddamn right.
But we all know why that's never going to happen. Politicians actually depend on weak sheeple to keep them in power. And thanks to modernity, it's actually fairly easy to spot these people.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
Number 15, a simple question turns into a cryathon. I just wanted to know where you were last night, and you're going crazy like you were just watching Terms of Endearment. What the hell? These emotional swings are designed to make you feel guilty so you won't ask any more probing questions. So once the tears flow, you're not getting an answer, but those tears actually are an answer. She fucked up, she won't admit it, and if you keep pressing, well, that leads us right into number 16. She will attempt to flip that script using emotion and challenge your inquiries.
Don't you trust me? If our relationship doesn't have trust, we don't have anything.
Okay, pack your shit, Space Ghost is on. That is actually the only way you respond to this, gentleman. Do not allow yourself to get sucked in with the tears. Tears are for queers, I'm just saying.
Do you suck dicks? Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Puffer?
But this is difficult for most men because we're programmed to fix the problem and comfort them. You are going to have to fight hundreds of thousands of years of evolution to save your mortal soul. Do not allow yourself to sacrifice your soul on the altar of reasons and vagina. Some of the richest, most powerful men there are thought they could do that, and it cost them half. As a result, we have some of the richest women we've ever seen in history, Screen 5. Oh yeah, you can totally do it by yourself, baby. You don't rely on a man for anything, except, you know, maybe everything.
An American woman decided to prove that she can service her car without the help of a man. And then she pours in windshield washer instead of oil. In the video, the girl says, "Who needs men? Definitely not me, baby." In the following part, a mechanic trains washer fluid from the engine.
No amount of wah-wah feminism give me money changes anything in reality. Number 17, and this always is a dead giveaway. But only if you're not dick-thinking and you pay attention. Women will always tell on themselves if you let them talk long enough. That is a fact. At the end of the day, the details change, the circumstances change, the story changes, or they just obfuscate and delay and don't answer. Now, I know this sounds obvious, dudes, but it's not. You really have to pay attention. Women are professional manipulators and liars. They fall out of the meat sack pre-programmed to do this. And us? We're suckers. We're out there slinging seed like an old bird feeder. That is, up until you get caught and you have to pay the deductible. No offense, dudes. I know we're technically smarter, but we created the friend zone by willingly walking in there. Does that actually sound smart to you?
No.
Now, ladies, don't you dare get a big dick over this, no pun intended. You can manipulate half of the species who likes to get into actual fights with Roman candles. There's not a lot up there, I'm just saying. So let's just say this. I am not paying you a compliment here. I'm just accepting blame for my own stupidity. And if you actually took a moment to do that, the world would be a completely different place.
Always the man's fault.
Instead, oh, you pull out number 18. The fake smiles, because you can't be lying if you're happy, right?
I wouldn't lie to you. You must believe me.
Get the hell out of here. Why do you think celebrities smile so much? Oh, that's right. They pretend for a living. And apparently, we're stupid enough to reward them for it, huh? Space Ghost is on. Number 19, and this is kind of the inverse of number 17. Instead of the story changing, key details, well, they just blow away and disappear. Kind of like the results of that DNA test you ordered, Screen 5. Now we know why she's lying, right? When a man lies, it's like, yeah, I wasn't drag racing. I was at my buddy Steve's house. Yeah, when a woman lies, it's like,
well, it's your baby.
Well done. Unlike the steak you're going to cook me right after the blowjob, Screen 5. Listen, dudes, if she's going to protect that lie so vigorously, you might as well benefit from it. I'm just saying. And the final entry, number 20. And these usually happen when you have an inexperienced betrayer on your hands. You call her out and then you see on her face that fearful look. You get that deer in the headlights look, like there it is. Once that look flashes across her face, you're done. It is over. And why? Because crying Kathy, she was correct. If you don't have trust, you don't have anything. If you're lying to each other, just leave. Because after that, if you're keeping shit from each other, what's the point? I'm genuinely asking you this as a man, because we don't benefit from this in any way, shape, or form. But women can lie, cheat, steal, and betray, and be rewarded with half.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
What man ever did that shit and was rewarded with half? I'm just asking for a friend here. If you can find me one example, send it to us at redarkless12@gmail.com and I will revisit Uzo, which I refer to as drink your vomit. And if you've never heard that story, you are missing out. Links in the description.
Let me set the stage. We're at the Shake It Club, but it's the full nude review. And they usually had one rule. If you puke, you leave by force, if necessary. You have to puke, but you want to stay.
I'm going to have a beer. Okay. Oh, another ouzo? Oh, yeah.
Just telling that story almost had me puking again, and I'm not even kidding here. Like I said earlier, if it wasn't for self-deprecating humor, where would we be? I personally would be having a lot less fun, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And if you don't, well, I guess I'll get over it. Space Ghost is on.
Touches her face, looks or away. Her hair. Nervous touching.
We got somebody getting limousine service out there.
Motherfucker!
People filming here, die peacefully.
Die peacefully, you are.
Such an asshole. That'll make the outtake real.
Yep.